The 2024 Olympic Games will go down as one of the weirdest Olympics in history. It seems like every single day there's another controversy after controversy. And when the Games began with this sort of horrifying opening ceremony, everyone knew it was going to be weird. But on the other hand, it's really not that surprising at all, as it seems the Olympics is just a mirror reflecting the current state of the world that we live in today. It is a parody of modernity. But how did the pinnacle of sports, something that was once considered a testament of human spirit, determination, and the relentless pursuit of excellence, become as strange and corrupted as it is today, almost bringing more division to the world than unity? With memes after memes coming out about the Olympics, let's unpack it all and see what went so wrong from the beginning of the Paris Olympics. You see, the Olympics has always reflected the state of the world. It was cancelled during World War I and II because of the wars, and South Africa was even banned from participating in the Olympics between 1964 and 1988, all due to its apartheid policies. However, the Olympics are meant to bring the world together, rather than enforce any sort of separation. This goes back to the Olympic origins, where an Olympic truce was established in ancient Greece. What this has meant for the Olympics for hundreds of years is a halt in hostilities in the name of granting athletes safe passage and promoting world peace. Something which sounds great in theory, but not so simple in reality. You see, all the athletes attending the Olympic Games have to agree to Rule 50 guidelines about what they can publicly express, especially when it comes to political and religious statements. The International Olympic Committee, otherwise known as the IOC, has a set of rules that restricts demonstrations or political, religious, and racial propaganda at Olympic sites. The purpose of this is to maintain the neutrality of the Games and ensure that the focus remains on the athletes' performances and international unity through sports. And it seems like it's the complete opposite of this. And instead, it's a perfect parody of the current world we live in 2024, a period of escalating tensions globally, cultural divides, and deepening political issues. Even before the Olympics began, there were already protests regarding which countries could participate and which countries couldn't, along with which people were able to participate and which ones weren't. But the French government did their best to make sure it all went down as planned, as they wanted to show Paris, the city of love, as the perfect place to visit. Which is why, as Paris accepted the 2024 Olympics, the French government accelerated the relocation of homeless individuals from the city to other regions.
France's government has ramped up its efforts to relocate homeless migrants out of Paris 1 year before it hosts the Olympics. At least 1,800 homeless people have been moved from the French capital to one of 10 temporary shelters across the country since April.
They also cancelled emergency housing contracts to accommodate Olympic tourists, choosing to prioritise the country's aesthetic and commercial interests over the welfare of vulnerable populations, almost as a metaphor for how social media is used, painting a picture of the beautiful parts of our lives and hiding everything bad from those around us. But even still, this is always normal for every Olympics Games in the recent years. But the truth started unravelling as soon as it began. In the French government's aim to make the Olympics the cheapest Olympics in history, many Olympians were confronted with a very strange situation. Cardboard box beds, no air conditioning, and small rations of food were all that the Olympians were given. And if that wasn't bad enough, there was a significant safety issue as dozens of Olympians were robbed, attacked, and harassed. Logan Martins, one of Australia's cycling Olympians, shared a video of his van after it had been broken into.
So our van got broken into last night. Luckily my bikes weren't in there, although my bike bags were in there with some things in it. Crazy start to the trip.
Personal items, including his wallet and backpack, were stolen, but thankfully not his bicycle, which could have actually meant he would never be able to compete or would have to fork out a bunch of money to cover the costs. And with the added stress, it probably wouldn't have been great for his race. In other cases, a fellow Australian who was the coach of the national hockey team found various unauthorized transactions on his bank account following the theft of his bank card. A Japanese rugby sevens player reported the loss of a significant amount of cash and valuable jewelry. All of this led to many Olympians opting to find close hotels instead of staying in their provided for accommodation. Already a huge failure on the IOC's part. But while the athletes were complaining about their experience and the rampant crime that was surrounding them, nobody was preparing for the visual crime of the opening ceremony. Now, no matter what angle you take on this, left or right, the outrageous 2024 Olympics opening was one of the weirdest, most dystopian, and arguably blasphemous ceremonies we've ever seen. I mean, the main act on the opening night included a rendition of the Last Supper painting by Leonardo da Vinci. Now, while the IOC and the choreographer of the opening ceremony made claims that it was really a rendition of the Feast of Dionysus, there are clear indicators to show this wasn't really the case. At the center of the table was Barbara Butch, wearing a halo-like sun image reminiscent of traditional depictions of Jesus Christ in Catholic art. She posted a story celebrating the new gay testament, only to delete it later as the controversy over the situation rose. Now, no matter what you think, this definitely seems at least to be a mockery of the faith that 2.6 billion on Earth follow, and something that clearly goes against the IOC's own expectations according to Rule 50. But even if you were to agree with the objection that it was just a representation of anything Christian, the IOC still used this moment for something most of the world doesn't agree with. People dancing promiscuously on the center stage in one of the most viewed live sporting events in history. An opening ceremony that has nothing to do with the Olympics, one where this random woman was in the center stage instead of somebody with the physique of an athlete. In fact, this entire thing had nothing to do with athletics and was deeply controversial for many people around the world. Already, people were turning off the TV not watching this just because of this opening ceremony. But then the IOC would take even more weird stances. They would force servers to duct tape crosses showing on their boards and prevented athletes from wearing hijabs, crosses, or anything that shows their religious beliefs. This marred with other failures such as calling South Korea by North Korea's formal name, littering the Sina.
It was at 3:30 this morning this water was tested again. The data showed risky levels of E. coli bacteria again. And it's no surprise the Sen is dirty. For a century, swimming was banned until the Olympics came here. But plans to promote Paris have turned to embarrassment. The men's triathlon postponed hours before it was due to start here.
The Olympic flag was raised upside down at the opening show, along with a bunch of horrific viewing experiences to those who paid nearly 2,000 euros to watch the ceremony live. It all seemed like a giant failure that spread across social media. It was only once the world roared back with outrage over the scenario that the IOC gave a half-hearted apology for did things seem to change. But little did people know what they had in store for the 2024 Olympics. What would happen if you dropped your vape from 40,000 feet in the air? Well, you might want to find out once you've tried Fume. Fume is an award-winning flavored air device that fills the void ditching a bad habit can leave as you still have something to reach for. And yet Fume isn't a vape, it's not addictive, and you can use it anywhere you want. It's a completely guilt-free alternative. And on top of all of that, it just looks awesome with this high-quality weighted design. I mean, the wooded design of the Fume is beautiful and well-balanced, making it really fun to fidget with. Its aesthetic appeal and ergonomic shape makes you feel really cool using it. And as Fume draws flavor to your mouth, it tastes amazing. Personally, I love the crisp mint flavor. It feels natural and fresh in my mouth and is way more flavorful than I ever expected, leaving a great taste afterwards. Which is why it's no surprise that Fume has served over 300,000 customers, and you can be the next success story. For a limited time, you can use my code MOON to get your free topper that's the perfect accessory to your Fume device. All you gotta do is slip it onto the mouthpiece for a softer, warmer feel. It's even chewable for those who love to fidget, and it's reusable. So head to tryfume.com, that's tryfume.com, and use code MOON or scan the QR code on screen to get your free Fume topper when you order your journey pack today. The 2024 Olympics has probably been the most covered Olympics in history, as each athlete has shared their experiences on social media, and as viewers watched together and shared their opinions on every moment in every sport, it's had a lot of good, bad, and really ugly. Good in the sense that it's allowed athletes to make a personal connection like never before. Take the surfing in the 2024 Olympics. This is the only sport that is 10,000 miles away from France, taking place in the French Polynesian island, Tahiti. This has also meant that the sport doesn't have a live audience, but the athletes have had their opportunity to share their unique experience with the rest of the world. From having their own cruise ship as their version of the Olympic Village, to an inside look as surfers prepared for the Olympics. Ground coverage not provided by the IOC. Additionally, there was a life-changing moment as one Brazilian surfer, Gabriel Medina, scored a near-perfect 9.90. The photographer capturing the moment went from 2,000 Instagram followers to 200,000 in just a couple of days. The memes surrounding moments of the Olympics have burst out in every way, but one man in particular has stolen the show of the Olympics, receiving more than 5 minutes of fame. He became an internet sensation, a meme, and the parody you'd expect to gain popularity during the Olympics. The silver medal Turkish shooter, Youssef, stood out from all of his competitors, who would usually wear special glasses used to focus on targets and cover their other eye from all vision. But this absolute legend just showed up, one hand in pocket, and took a moment to take his shot, and receiving a silver medal for doing so. Social media ate this up, and if you haven't seen the meme about Youssef, you're hiding under a rock. It's amazing how his fame spread in moments, and he became the most popular person on Earth for just one day. But it also perfectly encapsulates our digital era. His moment of fame is a clear snapshot of how social media can amplify a single unique moment into a global phenomenon. Yet it wouldn't be surprising if almost everybody forgets about this moment in just a week. Here today, gone tomorrow. The contemporary world's attention span is just so short, which is what's so funny about these Olympic moments. Because as social media brings us closer to events and people we would never otherwise encounter, it also ushers us swiftly from one fascination to the next, often without a backward glance. But this also comes with a very disturbing side. As we'd see on August 1st. On August 1st, about a week into the Olympics, Algerian Emain Khalif would compete in a boxing match against Italy's Angela Carini in the welterweight division. The fight only lasted 46 seconds, as Angela would take two deep blows to the face. Instead of completing the match, she chose to forfeit, crying this is unjust, and refusing to shake her opponent's hands. She instead fell to her knees crying as she realized her Olympic dreams had been shattered during her first fight. The media quickly picked this up, and it went completely viral, reporting how the Algerian boxer had previously been banned from competing in the World Championships because she failed testosterone and gender eligibility tests. Famous people like J.K. Rowling, Elon Musk, and even Logan Paul all shared their opinions over the situation. Even Donald Trump came to the party using this as a political moment to say, "I will keep men out of women's sports," posting a picture of the Algerian as they punch Angela in the face. But the moment quickly spiraled. The whole situation was seen as a male-born boxer fighting against a biological female, obviously giving the Algerian a huge advantage from having so much testosterone and a general male physique, with people pointing to the fact that she was disqualified from the Women's World Championships in New Delhi for failing a gender eligibility test. However, this wasn't for the reason that most of the media seemed to point out. You see, Algeria is a country that criminalizes same-sex sexual activity between men and between women, and their laws prohibit the possibility to change legal gender. So the assumption that they would send somebody who was trans to the Olympics did seem kind of crazy to begin with. The truth came out that she actually had a disorder of sex development, a rare condition where a baby's reproductive organs don't develop the typical way before birth, leading to an ambiguous genital appearance. These conditions might not be apparent until puberty, but can lead to incorrect sex assignment at birth, especially where medical resources are scarce, meaning the Algerian was assigned as a woman at birth and grew up as such. But this wasn't the information that was shared rapidly, and instead even more outrage poured over the Olympics, something that would only happen in 2024. The echo chambers we confine ourselves to allowed the world to make a strong belief about something without really knowing the full context here, just sparking more cultural divide that's already spreading across the world today. And while there might still be reason to be upset over the situation, you can't really blame the boxers. And another lightweight woman boxer, Ling Yuting, who has the exact same condition for competing in the Olympics. Rather, it seemed to be the IOC's failure once again to actually clarify what makes fair fights in the Olympic boxing ring. The International Boxing Association, which previously banned Khalif from competing in its competitions, took a stand after Angela Carini forfeited her Olympic match, and as a result, Angela will now receive $50,000. In a statement, the IBA president tore into the IOC's Thomas Bach, calling him evil for what he was doing to women's sports, as the IOC failed to give proper guidelines about the entire situation, and are the reason that athletes like Lin Yuting and Khalif were able to join in on the sports in the first place. The reality is, this probably isn't about political beliefs, more so about fairness, and even more so that women athletes are in danger and could face some serious physical consequences as a result. So the IOC has addressed this officially, explaining that, quote, "national boxing federations must reach a consensus around a new international federation in order for boxing to be included on the sports program of the Olympic Games in LA 28. But while there's been a lot of noise over these two contestants, a really another controversial contestant to join the 2024 Olympics was Steven van der Wilde, a Dutch volleyball player and a convicted child Ara. Back in 2014, van der Wilde friended a 12-year-old girl on Facebook, flew from his hometown in the Netherlands to England, specifically to meet with the girl, gave her alcohol, and allegedly doing very bad things to her multiple times. He eventually got convicted of R-ing an individual under the age of 13 in 2016, and was sentenced to 4 years in prison. This happened just when his athletic career was taking off, and the judge who gave him his sentence went on record to say, quote, "your hopes of representing your country as an Olympic athlete now lie as a shattered dream." And almost everybody believed this was the end of his career, as it should be. But just 13 months later, he was suddenly released from prison and still put on the Olympic team for the 2024 Olympics. That's right, the IOC, knowing of this particular circumstance, have even given van der Wilde special privileges that other Olympians don't have. He was given accommodation outside of the Olympic Village. He doesn't take any interviews or talk to the press during the Olympics, and has protection in case of any circumstances. Which is really crazy that after being convicted of such an awful crime, he's been protected more than any other Olympian. All the while, it's easy to argue that allowing a criminal to compete contradicts the core values of the Olympics. And while the IOC has done what it can to bring a truce to its athletes, both Israel and Palestine joining the Olympic Games has caused even more tensions. It seems like the infamous Rule 50 isn't being followed, with the current war between Hamas and Israel. It's a political issue that has left the world divided, and so every time a Palestinian or Israeli has competed in the Olympics, it's been met with some sort of controversy. Leading up to the game, a French MP said that Israeli athletes are not welcome at the Paris Olympics, and the back backlash to this was huge. And then the Palestinian Olympic chief made a point that he and the team would not shake any Israelis' hands during the Olympics, despite the agreed-upon truce that comes with competing in the Olympics. This has come with multiple protests of Israelis entering the country and competing, which is why the French police are now having to take extra precautions around Israeli athletes. And then others claim that Palestine should never have been allowed in the first place either, with division spreading all across social media about the situation. All of this is why the 2024 Paris Olympics is really much more than just a series of athletic contests. It has become a profound reflection of the world's current state, which makes idiocracy feel like less and less of a distant future and more just our coming reality, which is why there is no doubt the Olympics will come to be known as the parody of 2024. Thanks to Fume for sponsoring this video.